This is my favorite episode.
I've heard this from
I've him. Come I've to been, the conclusion after rewatching everything all over again. It is officially my favorite episode.
I've been delaying this long enough. It's time. It's time for introducing the show.
Okay.
So, yeah. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Wow.
Hello.
I'm Illyrio.
And this is Gabby.
And welcome to Not With Those Hands, a podcast where we talk over episodes of Archer as we watch them, and we invite you to watch along.
Yes, we do.
Be forewarned, we swear and we spoil. So there.
It's just a cartoon.
It's just a cartoon, man. It's fucking awesome.
And but it's just not only is it a fucking awesome cartoon, this is the best fucking awesome episode there is.
It's pretty darn awesome. I don't know. I'm still fond of the one where we meet the ocelot.
Ocelot.
You remember me?
He's bored.
Yeah.
He needs toys.
He's fucking bored, man. He needs toys. Agreed. All right. So, we put out a call for feedback, and so far, nothing.
What?
Because people are the worst.
I'm like, not even Tammy.
Not even Tammy.
Damn.
Tammy.
Way to drop the ball, Tammy.
Tammy with the ball that is dropped. Oh, well, we warned you.
Okay. So,
we're going to be doing Honey Pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then next time you'll hear the episode that follows, whose name I can't remember.
Scorpio.
Hey, Scorpio.
As opposed to Mr. Scorpio.
Mr. Scorpio. Awesome. Okay. Gabby, are you ready on your Netflix machine?
I am. I am right. Ooh, wait a minute. Let me go back. I am at
0:00. All right. So when I say play, everybody hit the play button on their machine. 3, 2, 1, play. Mallory. Krakow. Oh. Raman Lemon.
I wasn't aware that all Hispanics looked roguish.
Yeah.
What always gets me is the guy,
yeah,
the bald guy with the glasses sitting behind Mallory,
mm-hmm,
always reminds me of Tobias.
Oh, yeah. The man inside him.
That's a very fancy Chinese restaurant with martinis. Mm-hmm. And then that guy looks like
the guitarist from Metallica?
Yes. Or Dave Navarro.
Ah, yes. It's Sean Benjamin. Judy Greer. Chris Parnell. Hello.
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 I'm Cyril Figgis.
Cyril Figgis. Here we go.
I like to suck cock, and my name is Cyril Figgis.
Lieber!
Okay, so that's our first exotic pet. I've never used olive oil to get a drone stuck.
I have not.
I have not. I was not also aware that lemurs are really into pudding cups.
Yeah.
Weird.
Very.
Foreshadowing.
This is the first time we meet Ray.
Yeah, I think so. That's like, it takes us a while to actually hear Krieger's voice. What? Tripping balls. So Pam's the head of HR, and yep. She's allowed this to be on the internet.
Hey, Pam.
My van.
Darker than bum fights?
Isn't it? It's shot. Isn't it like bum shock fights? Mm. I love that little Pam winking in the back. You know what else is fun? Those shit face.
Those dummies?
No, next to the dummies, there's all those bins with different parts.
Oh, yeah. The little the different labels.
Different labels. And one's like hopes and dreams.
Taking one for the team.
I don't know. But Danny's loving it.
Oh, Miami. Ooh, bums. Mia. Cartoon bums.
Okay, what's he saying?
Yes, Mom, I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Oh, so he's lying.
Oh, my God.
It's not hard to poach a goddamn egg properly.
I've never poached an egg.
It's not that hard. He's got a picture of his dog on his wall, too. Major jack-off.
Ooh. Phrasing. Ooh. Oh my God.
I love this. Oh my God. Nice ass, Sterling. Thank you.
What's that? Odin on the cover?
I call shenanigans. I know this is a cartoon, but you can't wash out blonde.
Blonde, I know.
Ugh.
God.
Oh, my God.
Danny.
Gotta keep that heart rate down, buddy.
Oh.
Ugh.
Here we go.
Ugh.
Like, he's like Dobby the house elf. Woodhouse.
Oh, Woodhouse. Oh, Cheryl. I remember there was a gay bar somewhere I lived. I can't remember where, called the Ramrod.
Nice.
Perhaps Austin.
Wasn't that the gay bar in 6 Feet Under?
I don't know. Oh.
Nice clothes.
That's totally the shirt Woodhouse wears when he's supposed to go to Vegas. And then doesn't go. Poor Weekend with Dickie. I don't even know what that means. Jesus. The He's trying so hard, and he just doesn't sell Russia.
Nope.
It's just not. I mean, yeah, he's got a 2-bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But still. Fabulous.
Ah.
Doesn't it?
Oh my God. High lie.
I remember when I was little driving down to Florida and there were billboards for High Lie everywhere.
I just remembered from Miami Vice.
they played High Lie. Consensually or whatever. What is it made out of?
I don't know.
Did they ever discuss it on Miami Vice?
Might be made of ivory.
Uh-oh, that would be bad. Now he's finally questioning needing a helmet. That's I mean, come on. Yep, there you go.
Oh. Everybody knows who he is.
Gee, I wonder why. He's so good at being a covert op.
The worst.
Pot of honey.
A real man must know how to cook.
Ah, thank you. Oh my God. How? Oh, Danny. What I like about this is now there's a callback in the newest episode to this.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Oh, Cheryl. Ugh. So disturbing. It's creepy that there's a large painting of Duchess over the bed.
Favorite part of the episode.
Aww. But how did Castro let them work for him if they are gay? I'm just saying. A salad gun.
Salad gun. Duchess.
Yes. They're all over the place in this condo. He does have issues with kitchens.
Mm-hmm. I love that it says front toward enemy.
The sailor hat. Mm-hmm. That stupid dog. Shoot and or frag me. Oh my god. Oh my god. Get it alone. Well, it wouldn't have been his first gay experience if he did have all the gay sex with Ramon. Just saying.
Oh, that was awesome. The honey pot.
Worm and tail.
I hear this is made in Georgia.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't know. It was skipped ahead for me. Netflix. No. Netflix.
Hey, so we just watched Honey Pot and we have to pick our winner and loser. Gabby, who do you think is the winner and the loser in this episode?
Oh my god. Big loser in this episode would be Mallory. She lost her beautiful Miami condo.
I concur entirely. Mallory is my loser as well.
Winner?
Oh.
I don't know.
This one's easy.
This one's easy. Well, then you go.
Woodhouse, he got new clothes.
Well, that's true. And he actually keeps them.
Yeah, and he got to hang out with people that treated him with a modicum of respect and appreciation.
Oh,
Woodhouse.
I was going to say, I thought Archer was the winner in this episode because he got in touch with his other side, his sensitive side.
Yeah, I don't think he has a sensitive side, but
oh, no,
we'll explore that in later seasons.
Maybe he lost a, maybe he learned a lesson to be less racist.
As if.
And less homophobic.
No, not happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of gal.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Archer, the honeypot. And we enjoyed it, and we hope you come back next time when we talk over...
Mr. Scorpio.
Scorpio! Bye!
Bye!
I foresee we won't have feedback next time either.
What?! Hey everyone, if you would like to send us feedback in the form of the written word or audio format, please send us an email or that MP3 file to notwiththosehands@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Splooshcast.
If you'd like to follow me, little old me, I am at Brawatch on the Twitter.
You can follow me at Illyrio on Twitter. And you can also hear us on Potential Cast and...
Redemption Cast, where I talk about Angel, my favorite show ever.